This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios reached New Delhi this morning on a three-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met President Palacios and appreciated his positive sentiments and guidance for enhancing India-Paraguay cooperation in many domains. Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that Mr. Palacios' talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi will open new avenues for India's engagement with Paraguay and the South America region. President Santiago Peña Palacios will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi this afternoon, during which the two leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. He is also scheduled to meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with India's principled and resolute stance against terrorism, seven all-party delegations comprising members of parliament are in different countries with their outreach program. The all-party delegation led by NCPSCP MP Supriya Sule reached Egypt. The delegation concluded its Ethiopia visit yesterday. Another all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha met with representatives of Party Keadilan Rakyat PKR People's Justice Party in Kuala Lumpur. Earlier, the all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde interacted with members of the Indian community in Liberia. During the interaction, Shrikant Shinde said, despite fighting against terrorism for 4 to 5 decades, India is still a great power in technology.
पहली बार कोई देश आतंकवाद के खिलाफ ऐसे डेलीगेशन के माध्यम से शांति का संदेश पूरे विश्व में फैलाने का काम कर रहा है वो हमारे नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने किया भारत इस टेररिज्म के खिलाफ गए 4-5 दशकों से लड़ता आ रहा है भारत बहुत कैपेबल है सभी आतंकवादी गतिविधियों से लड़ने के लिए और हमेशा लड़ता आया है और हमेशा पाकिस्तान के माध्यम से जितनी लड़ाइयों की इनिशिएटिव उन्होंने ली उसमें पाकिस्तान को परास्त करने का काम भी भारत ने किया.
The delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor is presently in Brazil and will head to the US tomorrow. The Indian Institute of Technology Kanpur has announced the JEE Advanced Result 2025 today. Students can access their results on the website result25.jeeadv.ac.in. Rajit Gupta has topped the prestigious exam with 332 out of 360 marks. The JEE Advanced is for admission to undergraduate courses at Indian Institutes of Technology and other participating institutions of technical education. Over 3,960 active cases of COVID-19 have been reported across the country. According to the Health and Family Welfare Ministry, the highest number of 1,435 cases have been recorded in Kerala, followed by 506 cases in Maharashtra and 483 cases in Delhi. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland and Manipur today. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand today. In Bangladesh, Chief Advisor Professor Muhammad Yunus will hold the next phase of talks with political parties this afternoon. Chief Advisor's Deputy Press Secretary Abul Kalam Azad Majumdar said during a media briefing yesterday that all political parties engaged in the ongoing reform discussions have been invited to attend it. However, Bangladesh Nationalist Party leader Salahuddin Ahmed criticized the government for repeatedly inaugurating phases of reform discussions without making any tangible progress. The benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading around 0.5% down in forenoon trade amid global tariff tensions and tracking weak cues from Asian markets. The 30-share BSE Sensex dropped 398 points to 81,053 and NSE Nifty 50 slipped 118 points to 24,633. And with that, we end this news bulletin.